Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here, as I always am, right? You know that. You know I'm always glad you're here. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead because Beverly Williams is in the building, so to speak. Beverly is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. The SBA gave her that national honor back in 2002. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute along with Don Cooper. She is the smartest person I know in the world of home-based business in the universe, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Always a great way to start a conversation with you.
Yeah, well, you know, your mom keeps sending me all these good introductions, and I read them just like she wrote them.
Yay, Mom. I'll
we
got to
keep Mom happy. That's right.
There you go. There you go.
So, is there anything new under the sun in the world of home-based business, Beverly?
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of new things. But I have a wonderful, what I consider a success story to tell you about.
All right. Lay it on us.
A gift basket business that started in commercial space, has been operating for 5 years. Developed a website first year in business, and through good marketing efforts, they now realize that 95% of their business is coming through the web.
Wow.
And they could cut their overhead and increase their profit by moving the business back home.
Hmm.
Or into the home.
Right.
And so they are in the process of doing that.
So they don't have that many people coming in their front door, in their literal front door.
That's correct.
Lots of people coming in their virtual front door.
That's correct. Their virtual front door is opening and closing so fast that they can hardly keep up with the orders.
And what do you think they would have said 5 years ago if you'd told them that this is what was going to happen?
Well, they would have said, no way.
You're crazy.
Absolutely. They would have said, well, our business is going to be our efforts to market to corporations and businesses and, you know, so forth in the local area. And we would have said, well, don't forget, there's a whole world out there. And if you market smart and you market on the internet and you make it easy for your customers to buy from you and you give them good customer service, that could be your whole business. And that's exactly what has happened.
Well, you know, Beverly, one of the things that I, having been down this road many times, and you too,
mm-hmm.
I think you agree with me that what they did, even though they now know that the literal storefront is not where their opportunity is,
mm-hmm.
you and I both know that there was no way for them to know that 5 years ago.
No, there wasn't.
That what they've come, the conclusion they've come to has come by making this journey that they've been on,
mm-hmm.
and that what they did, they didn't do anything wrong by starting out in a commercial space.
Nope.
They did something very right by not saying either or, literal or virtual. They did something very right by saying both and.
Well, and the marketplace may not have been ready for them to be only a virtual storefront 5 years ago.
And in their mind, they may not have been ready for that.
Correct.
See, I mean, how many times, Beverly, have you looked back and said, you know what? I started out not where I should have been, but I couldn't have got where I'm going had I not started there.
That's exactly right.
It's a journey, isn't it?
It is a journey, and you're not always sure where the detours are going to be, and detours are not necessarily bad.
The key is to have your eyes opened and your will and your mind prepared to make a change.
That's right. Took the words right out of my mouth. Continuing with the analogy of a detour, how many times have you had to take a detour and gotten sort of frustrated and then realized, wow, look at this. You know, we would have never been here if we hadn't taken this detour.
Right.
You know, a new adventure, a new experience, a new sight that you would never have seen coasting along otherwise. So I think this is a wonderful story.
It's a great story.
one of these that, you know, so many people who email me and say, I want to start a business at home, what can I do? And it's such a short-sighted, short-vision type of plan. It's not just the location that should be your key. Now, for some people, it is because of children or illness or any number of other things, and that's a little different than the majority of the home-based business questions I get, which is, just tell me what I can do from home. I want
right.
to do that.
Exactly.
And the vision more is, where is the need and how can I fill that, and then where's the best location? And these people figured the best location was a storefront because it was a retail business with a lot of visual. And they have managed, through no fault or blame on their own, to turn it into a virtual storefront that is working for them much better, and they're going to be able to increase their profit line.
You know, Beverly, one of my favorite things to tell people in the 21st century is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with how you do it.
That's exactly right.
And that's these people are the personification of that of that advice, aren't they?
They certainly are, and I agree with you. Tunnel vision can get us into so much trouble because you have a tendency not to see anything but that light at the end of the tunnel, and sometimes that's an ongoing train. An oncoming train, rather, and that can be disastrous. You really do need your eyes wide open to be able to see all the possibilities and be willing to make the change at times onto another track that you might not have even thought about in when you were back in the planning stages. This is something else they tell people when they talk about writing a business plan, and they say, but I didn't do what was in my plan. Well, that was okay. They simply found another track for their train to run on that was an opportunity, and they seized it. But they wouldn't have been on that track in the first place if they hadn't been doing their planning in the very beginning.
What was it someone said? Life is what happens while you're making plans?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And it is important to plan, but it's important to be spontaneous sometimes in your planning.
Well, I know some people, Beverly, who are wonderful idea people. They're little perfect little planners, but they never execute.
Right. Yeah.
You actually have to go out and test drive your plan. And that's what your friends did, and you can give them a high five for me. That makes me very proud to hear about that kind of a small business story. Stand by, Beverly. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
All beneath the wave, circling the nexus, and a beaver dance with fate. Well, be the spirit that knows its own plight. Still be the hunter whose flesh is on bright. Rest in the traveler who journeys the length of the light.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's free. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we let you in. And no questions asked. And just use our site and our resources, all the things that we have there. And we've got some exciting new stuff to tell you about real soon. Just hold on to your hat, buckle your seatbelts, and wait just a little bit longer for that. And I'll be telling you about some new stuff. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. She and I are in our 10th year together, Beverly.
Yes, 10 years. We should celebrate this anniversary.
I think we should. We are going to celebrate 10 years. I'm telling you, there's going to be, I think they're going to drop the ball in Times Square on our 10th anniversary and the whole thing. Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg's already talking to me about that. It's going to be a big affair.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, it's, hey, listen, don't you underestimate me.
No, I would never underestimate.
Most people, a lot of people won't bet on me, but not too many people bet against me. So no. What else is going on in the world of home-based business? By the way, I want to give us your website, too,
www.beverlywilliams.com.
They can find your book there, too, can't they? The 30-second commute.
They can find my book and lots of other information, and it leads me right into the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick. I got an email through the website that's so typical of the ones that I get. Here's someone who is really confused about what they really want, I believe, and they're looking for somebody to tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. But they're overwhelmed by all the information there. This person says they were in the process of trying to find a work-from-home job to supplement the income. Said they've run across many sites, companies, and scam artists, but most companies don't provide a phone number so you can actually speak to a live person to ask questions.
Right.
And wanted to know how my site was any different, and how do they determine what's real and what's a scam? And there is so much. I mean, there's information on my site about how to evaluate a business opportunity. But so much of what I see from people is that they're overwhelmed with the amount of information there. And I think that's typical of the Internet. It can get overwhelming. I hear this from clients all the time. Use your gut. That's my first piece of advice to people. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Beverly, don't you think that there are way too many people out there who want a business, but they want a shake and bake business.
Uh-huh.
They want a drive through business. They want to be able to drive up to a window, mm-hmm, and say, "I'll take number five,"
yeah,
and somebody hands them a business in a box. They drop off their $150 or $500 or $39 mm-hmm or whatever, and they mm-hmm drive off. And they said, "Now I are a business owner."
Right.
And let me tell you something, folks. If that's where you are, if I've just described you. And I agree, and I'm going to admit that maybe you think it's a little rude for me to say that. I'm just going to have to be rude. If that's who you are, you don't need to be a business owner. You're not ready yet.
You won't make it.
No.
You won't make it because you end up getting discouraged that you spent all this money and you got scammed. Well, you scammed yourself because
exactly
you didn't take the time to do your due diligence. There are no easy businesses to open. You know, it's hard work, it's sweat of the brow, it's a lot of frustration, it's asking a lot of questions and doing a lot of research, and I can't give you the answer, nor can anybody else. You
and
have to find that answer yourself.
And it's more about you than anything else, because
exactly
you're the one that's going to have to gut this out and dig it out and make it happen, and you're only going to do that if it's something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means that it has to really come out of you, not out of somebody else's box.
Right.
Exactly. Now, that doesn't mean, Beverly, that you shouldn't look around if you don't have any ideas. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't look around and say, okay, what would I like to do? Clothing, you know, I don't know if I like that or not. You know, whatever else, the basket business you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds interesting. I don't have a problem with people looking around and saying, okay, let me see what it is that I'd like to do. But that's what you have to do. First, okay, determine what you are interested in.
Mm-hmm. And there are numerous resources available to you. I feel like I'm a broken record telling you to go talk to the SBA, the SBDCs, which are local offices funded by SBA, our federal government tax dollars. They give you free counseling advice. If there's not an SBDC, which is a small business development center, in your area, then call your local economic development office, your local government.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, you call your Chamber of Commerce, call your local college, and talk to the Continuing Education Division. The resources are there. It takes maybe a little bit of effort on your part to find them, but they're there, and most of it is free. And you can have people lead you in a direction, but it still is going to be your footwork, your energy, your desire, your passion that will develop this visit. Nobody can do it for you.
And it takes time to do it right.
Yes.
You can't wake up this morning and say, I'm going to be a business owner by the end of the day.
No.
Not if you're going to be successful. It just takes time. You have to do the research. Yeah, hey, Beverly, thank you for being here. Give us the website one more time.
Thank you. It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Beverly, for being here. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Quick break. Right back with Rich Galen right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.